It is seen from this reminiscence that from far back it was a part of his conception of what came to be called the Silmarillion, that some of the tales should be told in much fuller form. And indeed, in that same letter of 1951, he referred expressly to the three stories which I've mentioned as being much the longest in the Book of Lost Tales. Here he called the tale of Beren and Lúthien the chief of the stories of the Silmarillion. And of it, he said, the story is, I think, a beautiful and powerful heroic fairy romance, receivable in itself, with only a very general vague knowledge of the background. But it is also a fundamental link in the cycle, deprived of its full significance out of its place therein. There are other stories almost equally full in treatment, he went on, and equally independent, and yet linked to the general history. These are The Children of Húrin and The Fall of Gondolin. It thus seems unquestionable, from my father's own words, that if he could achieve final and finished narratives on the scale he desired, he saw the three great tales of the elder days, Beren and Lúthien, The Children of Húrin, and The Fall of Gondolin, as works sufficiently complete in themselves as not to demand knowledge of the great body of legend known as the Silmarillion. On the other hand, as my father observed in the same place, the tale of the Children of Húrin is integral to the history of elves and men in the elder days, and there are necessarily a good many references to events and circumstances in that larger story. It would be altogether contrary to the conception of this book to burden its reading with an abundance of notes giving information about persons and events that are in any case seldom of real importance to the immediate narrative. However, it may be found helpful here and there if some such assistance is provided, and I have accordingly given in the introduction a very brief sketch of Beleriand and its peoples near the end of the Elder Days, when Turin and Nienor were born. And as well as a map of Beleriand and the lands to the north, I have included a list of all names occurring in the text, with very concise indications concerning each and simplified genealogies. At the end of the book is an appendix in two parts. The first concerned with my father's attempts to achieve a final form for the three tales, and the second with the composition of the text in this book, which differs in many respects from that in Unfinished Tales. I am very grateful to my son Adam Tolkien for his indispensable help in the arrangement and presentation of the material in the introduction and appendix, and for easing the book into the, to me, daunting world of electronic transmission.